The Dharma eye is always open. The Buddha heart is always free and full of love. How express our gratitude and appreciation for this life we are given? We sit. And where do we sit? We sit in the exact center of the desert mirror, where purity and openness reflect back the burning clarity of truth. And this is the place, and this is the time, and we are the people drawn here. Tonight, we invoke the presence of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to witness our dedication of this spot on earth as a Bodhi mandala, a place of Dharma, Dharma unfolding. And we'll offer light, incense, food, tea, chanting and bowing, and hope that Buddha's heart will shine in our activity in this place, illuminating beings far and wide. This is a place to receive everyone, all hopes and dreams and sorrows are welcome here. Infinite in size, this place can hold them all. As we open the eye of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva of compassion, may we with all beings take our stand here at Desert Mirror Temple, offering our whole hearts to the heart of the world. True eyes is dotted and opened. The wisdom light of the sun and moon brightly illuminates heaven and earth, myriad ages. Thank you.
Yin me juku kanon yo. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight for this auspicious event. So my wish is for this Zendo to be a place where everyone can find a little ease and peace in their lives, and for it to be a place where good friends can meet and come together and bring forth the Dharma. I often call this a little Zendo, but actually I don't think you can say big or little. When even one person practices Zazen, the merit is immeasurable. So how much more so when even two people come together? When we come together, we here completely embody the Dharma, and there's absolutely nothing left out. Each seat is literally Buddha's seat and is literally the seat of awakening. So this is actually literally true. So please let's continue to practice together and support each other and enjoy each other's company. And if there's anything that Russ or I can do to support any of you, please don't hesitate to ask.
I feel so honored to be a part of this ancient and yet modern, completely contemporary tradition that is growing and evolving as we do together. I want to thank you all for your good intentions and your big open hearts, for bringing your lives and your energies and trusting us with your hearts as we trust you with ours. We really appreciate having Norman as our teacher, and we also really enjoy practicing with Beata of Upaya and all the Upayans who share their practice with us, particularly this past weekend. We had such a nice time being reminded how each moment of our experience, no matter how much it fails to correspond to our very strongly felt preferences, is in fact actually perfect. And sometimes we actually even can feel this. So I hope that we will all continue to practice together in this way. And as Joe said, we are here to walk with you and talk with you and be your Dharma friends in this life and in all subsequent lives. Thank you very much.
If anybody else has words, please share them.
I am very grateful for this wonderful sangha that helps us feel more alive in each moment.
I really appreciate all of the opportunity to practice and, just your warmth and generosity, both of you. Thank you.
I second that.
This weekend, practicing up at Upaya and the immenseness of that temple just made me appreciate the true grassroots nature of our not so little, very deep sangha here, and the immense, immeasurable generosity of Jelen Russ for allowing us to come into their lives, their spiritual lives, their physical lives and homes, and be a part of it in numberless ways, too numberless to count. Thank you very much.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to practice here and truly look forward to coming here with the Dharma discussions that we have. They're always just pretty much the highlight of my week to be able to sit in a group and have people speak their minds openly and freely with respect for everyone. Just is a very rare thing, and it's a beautiful thing to see. Thank you.
Myself to talk right now.
I'd like to say one more thing. I'm so happy that Joe is able to be here this evening. He was one of the founding members of the Sangha, and it's just really terrific that we happen to be able to be here this evening for this special event.
The merit of this eye-opening temple dedication ceremony to the health and well-being of all practitioners now and in the future whose dedicated effort have made and will make ocean, a desert mirror, Zendo a place of refuge for the world. Desert mirror.
Our first one was Ocean Mirror.
and that's still your email address.
Right.
As I was saying. We express our gratitude especially to our founders and teachers throughout space and time, especially Shakyamuni Buddha and the succession of Indian, Chinese, Japanese, and American ancestors, including Eihei Dogen Daiyosho, Shogaku Shunryu Daiyosho, and our Upaya teachers, Roshi Joan Halifax and Sensei Beata Stolte. May we be peaceful and harmonious. May our Sangha relations be complete as we continue to practice joyfully together with all beings.
Long as ten directions,
thank you for what is